Good morning, everyone. As we continue our discussion of Birchos HaShachar, the bracha and of Ma'avir Shenai goes right into the Yihiratzon that we talked about yesterday. I'm just going to focus on one of the lines in that Yihiratzon that ties in beautifully into this week's parsha. We say in this paragraph that we ask Lo Al Yidei Nisayon. We bless Hashem. We ask Hashem to help us during our day. There should be no Yetzer Hara. There should be nothing else that comes and takes away our ability to connect. For Lo Al Yidei Nisayon, we want to be able to overcome challenges, but we also don't want challenges. Why do we ask it in this way? This week's parasha tells us about the Gid Hanasha. The Gid Hanasha is, of course, when Yaakov is fighting with the Saro Shel Esav, the angel of Esav, the whole night battle. And at the end, the Saro Shel Esav hits Yaakov in the Gid Hanasha. And from then on, we are not allowed as Jews to eat the Gid Hanasha. And Rav Moshe Feinstein asks a very obvious question. We won! Yaakov won this battle. He fought with the Saro Shel Esav. They tried to kill him. He came after him. And this Yaakov is the winner. Where else do we see that a winner celebrates something by not doing something, by an isser, by a prohibition? Usually we win, we make a party, we make a siyum, we have a celebration, we dance, we sing Mazel Tov. Yaakov won. He beat the Saro Shel Esav. And as the reward and as the symbol of victory, there is a prohibition, an isser, a violation of eating the Gid Hanasha. And Rav Moshe Feinstein answers beautifully, and he says, because ultimately, we don't want a world in which we have so many challenges. Yes, through nisyonos, through tests and obstacles and difficulties, we hopefully get better, we get stronger, we grow more courageous, we grow in our ability to have endurance and to connect. But ultimately, we don't want nisyonos. We want a world in which we can connect easily. That's what we say, v'lo al yidei nisayon. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us a day where I can just connect easily, where there's nothing else standing in my way, where I have a love and a desire to be closer to you without all the challenges, without the hardships of my life, without the difficulties of what am I be going through. And that's why we don't celebrate the victory of Yaakov over Esav with a party, with a siyum, with a celebration on a mazel tov, but rather with a prohibition, with a violation, with what we call a shev v'al taseh. Don't do anything. Just sit back, appreciate it. But ultimately, we want a world that is v'lo al yidei nisayon. And I'll just add that in the times of Mashiach, one of the things we believe that the times of Mashiach will bring with it is an ease of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's so simple, it's so obvious, it's so easy. That's the greatest world we can imagine. So that's the bracha v'lo al yidei nisayon. Really, ultimately, we don't want a day in a world of challenges. Have a terrific day.